America Weekend. This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Emmy Award-winning actress Greta Scacchi is part of the ensemble cast of AD, The Bible Continues. She plays Mother Mary.
Hello.
Oh, well, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
What is it like being on AD, The Bible Continues?
Oh, it's been a really great job because we're in a beautiful place. I didn't have too much work to do, so it was not too stressful, but a lovely bunch of people. And the material that we were working on, which has to do with faith, really, and with believing in what's good. And it spawned many, many a deep conversation between actors who are young, much younger than me, mostly younger than me, and very intelligent and intellectual and interested and committed and open-minded. There was a lot of soul-searching going on in the most beautiful, abstract sort of landscape. I mean, this is the south of Morocco, the desert, where a lot of Star Wars was shot, and anything where you have that sort of abstract lunar landscape and fantastic sunsets and huge skies. It was really beautiful.
And really, I guess they built the entire setting from scratch, right?
It was extraordinary because the people in southern Morocco are Muslim. I mean, it's a totally strong Muslim community with a very traditional sort of lifestyle. Nothing is very flashy or modern in the town of Ouarzazate, but it functions really well, and there's great harmony and relative sort of calm and serenity. And these local people built Jerusalem for us with a kind of dedication that is definitely rooted in their religion, which they're most disciplined about. I mean, there were certain calls to prayer, and they would obediently take out their prayer mats and get down on their prayer mats for a while and hum, which was very good for the body, I suppose, to get down on the floor. You know, it's a bit like yoga, and very good for the vocal cords to do a bit of chanting. And but they believed in our Bible story and in getting it right and in doing the best work that they could. And it was very inspiring. You know, I think that it was a perfect environment for us because, you know, nowadays various things have dismantled our sort of belief in things. And that's what we had to conjure as actors, in that raw and passionate belief in what was good about Jesus and his teachings. And we start with the horror of his brutal murder on the cross, and that shakes everybody up. And my character, Mother Mary, who has the belief in her son of that only a mother can have, she gets them all back on track. And there's a conviction, a determination in this group of basically revolutionaries, you know, in refuge at a time of terrible oppression and terror. And despite all odds, and despite seeing what the punishment can be, they cling on to their mission to spread the word. And what you saw in America on Easter Sunday was the first episode of 12 episodes that have been shot, but the story can go on, and the series will probably continue with following the disciples and how they live out their lives, some of them short lives, some of them long lives, but how they continue to spread the word of Jesus.
And have you been surprised by the ratings? They went through the roof on Sunday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I know that the original Bible series was, I believe it was the best-selling series of all time, and I mean, it's not surprising when you look at the proportion of Christians that there are in the world. But what was more disturbing and surprising to me was how these stories, the various religions we have in the world today, who are warring against each other, and the factions of the of certain religions that are causing continued problems and bloodshed, all stem from the same sort of time, from the same part of the world, from the same period in history, where people were searching. They wanted to have, they wanted to refine their belief. I mean, they were, it's clearly a human thing to want to have a belief and for society to be structured with certain rules. And it seems that we've come from the same cradle of such thought, of such philosophy, and yet the centuries have gone by and the bloodshed continues.
We're enjoying this AD. The Bible continues with you as Mother Mary, and all the best in your future roles.
Thank you very much.
With actress Greta Scacchi, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you struggle day after day to complete all of the tasks on your to-do list?
It's a common symptom among big goal-getters. We think we can accomplish way more than is humanly possible. How can you avoid this trap?
With a sticky note. Draw an X through a 3-inch by 3-inch sticky note.
Now you have four triangles. Write down the four most important things to accomplish today.
If the task can't be described in the triangle, it's too much to take on. Carve it up into smaller tasks.
By the way, it's okay to write down less than four tasks, but by using a small sticky note, you won't be tempted to write down more.
Use a sticky note to get your most important things done every day. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, kids, and honesty. You know your kid did it, but how do you get them to confess? Here's the developmental science of it. As a general rule, kids, and adults too for that matter, will be honest when it's safe for them to be honest. Until that time, the kid will blame anybody, including the dog, just to get out of the hot seat.
She's lying! Whatever she says, it's not true!
What to do? Well, use the descriptive approach. Instead of accusing a child, did you leave this wet towel on the bed? Say instead, somehow a towel was left here. Will you help me put dry sheets on? You describe the situation, irritability and defensiveness is reduced, and the pin the blame game is stopped in its tracks. It's now a safe environment. The kid can admit the mistake and ask forgiveness. What's the cheap psych trick? Give your child an honest way out. They'll have no need to lie. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.